It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm David Green. Well, it is here. Tomorrow will be December 21st, 2012. Some believe it's the day the ancient Mayan civilization predicted the world would end. Most people do not believe this. And yet this idea of the apocalypse has stuck, helped in part by popular mass media, including this blockbuster Hollywood film from 3 years ago. It was called 2012.
This mass suicide adhered to the Mayan calendar, which predicts the end of time to occur on the 21st of December of this year.
What are the odds?
Strange to hear about a date that is finally here. Well, to learn exactly what the Mayans said and to try and hopefully put your mind at ease, we turned to David Stewart. He's the man who cracked the code that was needed to read Mayan hieroglyphics. And he joined us from Austin, where he's director of the Mesoamerica Center at the University of Texas. Professor, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, I guess let me turn to a question that in thinking about it seems to carry some level of importance. Is the world going to end tomorrow?
Absolutely not.
That's a relief.
Yeah, and thanks for playing that clip, by the way. You know, the Maya never, ever said anything about the world ending at any time, much less, you know, this year. So it's sort of bizarre to be living through this time right now when, you know, so many people seem to be worked up and, you know, maybe they don't even understand anything about the Maya, but they still wonder, you know, where is this idea coming from?
The Mayans never said anything about this. Where in the world did this idea come from then? I mean, we've got a lot going on in the world.
A lot of Russians are freaking out.
And people in all sorts of countries are preparing for the end.
Right. It's global now, right? And it's the Mayan never said anything about the world ending. What's happening, basically, is that we have an important cycle of the Maya calendar, which is turning over, a cycle called a baktun, and there are lots of cycles to the Maya calendar. And it's a big deal if you're an ancient Maya astronomer priest. But apart from that, you know, they didn't say anything about what's going on, what will be happening.
Well, I read about some monument. Did someone see something there that made them at least think that this end is possible?
Well, there's a site, a ruin in Mexico called Tortuguero, and one inscription from there actually mentions the year 2012. And there's another one we found actually this year at a site in Guatemala that also mentions December the 21st, 2012. But there is no prophecy on either of those ancient texts. What they're doing is they're just projecting forward to the end of this big cycle because the ancient Maya were really into time. They were really into connecting their kings to these bigger cycles, these bigger kind of cosmic cycles. Mm. And, you know, that's really what it's all about. It's about ancient Maya politics when you come down to it, right? It's not about them predicting anything good or bad about our world.
But where did the idea that this turn in the calendar was going to be the end of the world exactly come from?
It comes more from our culture. As far as we can trace it, you know, it goes back to really some ideas that started to get published in the 1960s with the beginnings of the New Age movement. I think in our culture too, you know, or maybe globally, humans like to come up with excuses sometimes just to freak out, you know, and to have these ideas. You know, they crop up all the time. This will not be the last one. There'll be another one at some point. I think the Maya have become an excuse for something a bit larger that's, you know, way outside my area of expertise.
Well, you definitely have me feeling a lot better, and I'm sure a lot of other people too. And you have plans for the 21st, right? You're going to be traveling?
Yeah, I'm going to be Christmas traveling, holiday traveling. So I'll be on a plane actually from Boston back to Austin with my son on the 21st. I'll be here in Austin that night and probably raise a glass of wine to the end of the baktun and the beginning of a new one.
Professor Stewart, thank you. Thanks for talking to us about this.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Professor David Stewart, he's director of the Mesoamerica Center at the University of Texas in Austin.